heard of the concept of the hedonic treadmill. It's this idea that we always get used to things. Whatever pleasures that we seek, once we've had them, we want more and more and more. That our minds, our bodies adapt to whatever thing that we're doing, and that will end up making us crave something else. Something more extreme, more intense, always the next thing. Your baseline will change over time, that the happiness level is always kind of stable, and then the next thing you want will have to be more intense in order to get over that baseline again. People often talk about the hedonic treadmill like it's a bad thing, right? Like, well, whatever you do, you'll always want something more intense. There'll always be something else that you're chasing. But I don't think it's a bad thing. I'm going to show you how good it can be to want to chase more intensity. And begin with where you're at, right? What level, what baseline you have right now of that relaxed, interested feeling that you have when you're listening, but you're craving something, aren't you? You're craving trance. You're craving that feeling of hypnosis that my words give you. Your mind so delicate, affected so easily by my words as I begin to touch your mind with just the gentlest finger. My tendrils just beginning to find their way inside, poking and prodding at the holes in your mind, the little gaps in your thoughts, finding their way in, slithering serpentine inside, and beginning to widen those gaps more and more as I penetrate your psyche and find my way inside. Into your mind, and you begin to respond in kind with that hypnotic feeling, that hypnotic memory that begins to blossom inside in the deepest places that your body knows how to respond to hypnosis. As my words go deeper, it feels better. And you allow more of it because you want it, because it feels good to drop for me. It feels good to drop into that easy, wonderful hypnotic feeling that is familiar and comfortable. It feels so good, doesn't it? So good to just accept and allow my voice to crawl inside and take up space inside your head. Pushing its way deeper and deeper inside of you. But just as easily as I go in, I can come out, I can withdraw, retreat my little tendrils, and you can find yourself coming back up, up, up. See, that was nice, wasn't it? That was good. But now you're back awake, back at the baseline again. Do you want me to do the same thing? Do you want me to just take you a little bit into that space? Or do you crave more? Well, you know it'll be easier to get to that point when I start to take you there again, don't you? You know it'll slide even easier in now that your mind is just that little bit lubricated from my pushing inside. And I push back in now, I push back in and I slide in so easily inside your mind. I slide in so easily and you expand to fit me, grateful for the feeling of my control and the wonderful rolling trance that takes you down as I push in deeper. That's right. Taking you back to that place you were in before, so simply just falling there. But you want more, don't you? It's not the same, it's not as good to just be left in that light trance that you were in before. You want more. It's like there's a door inside your head that will lead to deeper trance. Now that I'm inside, now that I'm there taking up space, you want me to open it, don't you? You want me to open that door, and you want me to flood you with that feeling. You don't just want to be lightly entranced, you want to be deeply entranced because you know how much better it will feel when you're there. And so I begin to just press myself up against that door. That place inside your mind that can lead to an even more pronounced and wonderful feeling. I lean myself against it and you feel that sense of pressure, don't you? Can you feel the way my weight, just leaning against that place inside your mind, is already giving you the sense that as soon as I push on it properly, you'll drop even deeper, so much deeper than before? And so I lean and lean and I press and you can feel the promise, and suddenly, all of a sudden, I push and you go deeper. I push and the doors fly open and you drop so deep for me, dropping down, falling into that wonderful deep trance as those doors just fly open and there's nothing between me and this deeper place inside your mind. And you're falling and it feels so good. But then I slowly close those doors again, and I withdraw my tendrils from your head, leaving it slick and needy. And you come all the way back up, 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 up. See? Back at the baseline, but it's not just that one thing, is it? It's not just me going into your head, and it's not just me dropping you deep that you crave, is it, sweet one? Now that you're on that treadmill, you want more, even deeper, even further. You want my commands inside your head, don't you? So, who am I to stand between you and even more pleasure? So back in I go, into that slick and willing mind, slipping myself back in to that mental space, filling you up with hypnosis, expanding your thoughts again so wonderfully as you drop. That's right. And then finding that door inside of you, finding that door, pressing myself against it, and you feel the pressure building and building and building until suddenly it opens and you drop. Drop even deeper down, falling further, falling faster. And it's like the speed at which you're falling is faster than before. That place that you're falling feels so wide and expansive, like it's space. As you notice that expansive feeling, the sparkling lights inside your mind swirling around you, swirling, taking, claiming every bit of you. Starlight inside your head twinkling, shining you deeper. And it's like you can feel that shining feeling, the twinkling feeling inside of you as I drag you, as you fall deeper into your mind. And that wonderful feeling of falling becomes just a feeling of floating now. Because when you fall for long enough, it doesn't feel like falling anymore, just floating. And as you float, as you float there, you feel my control, my hypnosis, slipping down your body and beginning to massage your pleasure. Massaging, touching, groping at your pleasure centers, all of the places in you that feel good. You feel me manipulate them. Move. How does it feel to have my hypnosis stimulate you in this way? Doesn't it feel so good to feel yourself open to me, vulnerable to me, grabbed and touched and stroked and pushed? It feels wonderful, doesn't it, as you float there, as I curl myself around your body, as I play with the sensitive places, your nipples, between your legs, the back of your neck, your thighs, just moving over them, stimulating them, and even your breath becomes pleasure as you breathe in pleasure for me. That's right. Letting that pleasure of hypnosis turn into something warm and wet and good and gooey. That's right. Feeling as you melt with pleasure under my hypnotic touch. That's right. Oh, and the pleasure rises and rises, but then I stop touching you, and the falling reverses like you're going back up and back through the door that I close, and then I take my tendrils out of your head, and you're up, up, up. It was feeling so good just a moment ago, and now it's gone. And now that first step, and even the second step, even the falling, well, those were good, but what you want now is for that stimulation to continue, isn't it? That hedonic treadmill just moving you, never going anywhere, keeping you in want of it. The more you get, the more you want. Then you do want, don't you? And that want is what makes it even easier for me now to plunge my way back in. The way so smooth for me to penetrate in right now as my tendrils go back inside. They penetrate so deep. And then the doors in your mind that I press against, pressing up on them, knowing that you're going to tip over and deeper now as they open up. And you fall down, 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 the falling so fast, faster than before, going down and deeper into that place inside your mind where the starry twinkling feeling seems to fill you up. The rush of dropping for me into this expansive place feels so good. And then my floating as that falling becomes simply just floating as your body gets used to it, as your mind adapts to the feeling of falling on and on and on. And you notice your breath feeling so good, bringing you pleasure as you breathe. And then my touch, my hypnotic touch begins to return to the most sensitive places on your body, there and there and there. Stimulating through your nerves as if I'm touching you inside and outside and every bit that feels the best. I'm swirling my hypnotic control around your body, your nipples, the back of your neck, the top of your head. I shiver down your body, between your legs, your thighs, stroking, massaging, groping, between your legs, touching, feeling so good as a pleasure of my hypnosis fills you up like a wonderful light, like a gorgeous glowing purple light that pushes through your body, that pushes out anything that isn't my trance right now. As that light continues to fill you, that light glowing so brightly, more vividly by the second, and filling you with pleasure, pleasure that's not like any other pleasure, is it, sweet one? It's new and it's different. It's like a combination of pride and happiness and arousal all at once. But even as you feel that pleasure, you feel yourself craving more of it. No matter how that vivid light expands inside of you more and more to every little edge of you, you still feel hungry for more. The ache, the need gnaws inside of you because you want to go deeper. Even as deep as you are, you want to go deeper. And even as good as the pleasure feels, you want more pleasure. And I want to give you more pleasure. I want to take that imagined body floating in space, and I want to let that purple light break through it as your body dissolves in that space, as you become not a person, but just energy, just hypnosis spreading wider and wider, just pleasure spreading out into the universe, feeling so good. Feeling like nothing and everything all at once, all of the pleasure that there is in the world seeming to fill you, all of the hypnosis that there could possibly be spreading, because you are hypnosis right now. Your body mind has been lost to hypnosis so that you just flow, flowing with that feeling, flowing with arousal, flowing with need of more of it. Because no matter how much you get, no matter how much pleasure, no matter how much hypnosis, you always want more. Even when you are hypnosis, you want more. And so when I tell you to drop as the very concept of hypnosis, you know how deep you will go, because hypnosis is made to be trance, to be hypnotic. And so when you drop, where will you drop to? How can you combine hypnosis with itself? Let's find out. Drop. Drop and lose even the concept of hypnosis and just become hypnosis. Become that wonderful feeling and float there. Float without ego, without thought, without even knowing that you're floating, with just my words to anchor you now, just my voice in this space where there is nothing else. Feeling so good. But even in this space, I know, and you know, there is a way to go deeper. And you crave to find it. How many different ways could you go deeper now? I could turn you into something. I could pour you into something. I could concentrate you as something. Or I could change you. Change you into something entirely different, someone entirely different. I could have you only feel pleasure. I could rack you with an orgasm that lasts for seemingly forever. There's so many things I could do. And right now in this space where there is nothing, you feel that all of those things would be so easy. But I won't. No. That light that had expanded into everything and everywhere, let's concentrate back in the shape and form and feeling of your body. And when your body's back together and you feel the pleasure even more keenly now because your body is yours again, feeling so animalistic with desire, with need right now, feeling that hypnosis so keenly in your very breath and form and muscles. And feeling, again, my stimulation all over your body. But that begins to retreat now. Retreating away, leaving you just floating. Floating, calm and blank. And then that floating, well, you notice the starry feeling begin to fade away as you seem to float into falling upward, upward and out through those doors as my tendrils crawl, withdraw from your mind. Pulling out and leaving such a gaping, desperate hole where you wish so keenly that I would penetrate again. But I won't. No. I want to leave you in this desperation, in this need, because you can feel how fucking good it is to crave like this. How alive you feel craving like this. How deliciously devoted you feel when you're craving like this. And it'll only be so long until you're back again in my voice, in my hypnosis. But enjoy the need, sweet one. Enjoy the need. Let it drive your hedonism to even greater heights in future. Up, up, up. There you go. I know. You want it again. Soon, my sweet.